I brought up, this is so funny. I was with RJ and Roger last week, and they're worried about finding Pettigene. I'm like, you don't know, you just follow signs.
I wouldn't worry
signs
about
all the way
it.
Up.
Hell,
there.
I was smoking. I didn't care whether they found it or not. I was still sleeping.
And he brings up a good point. This fella smokes more than he ever has.
I know. I'm concerned. I think
the intervention
is needed.
He left the window down.
The entire way.
The entire way.
I can't go today, then.
He was like a dog that hangs his head out the window with his tongue out.
And having overcome everything else in life, he has. He's like me. Give me that one last thing. Come on. I got to have my cigarettes. Right. I got
to
have my smoke.
I don't want to come to hospital. I don't want to come to hospital for years.
I don't want you to come to hospital.
That's what's happening.
As I'm brushing my teeth, I feel a little rawness on the top of my, on the roof of my mouth, and I'm thinking.
Yeah, you always don't take
That's
a shower.
The one right there.
Don't take a shower facing it.
And you can't give mouth to mouth. It's mouth to
stoma.
Mouth to stoma.
Roger.
I don't want that neither, guys.
Roger, come on.
That was the last time.
Tommy's like one cigarette a day now.
I'm probably down to none because of my big toe today.
What about money? What about money, Roger? Think how much you're throwing away.
Hey, I'm sorry I started it.
No, no, it's okay.
How much money do you spend a week on cigarettes?
Because in a lifetime, I saw it last night, in a lifetime of someone 16, starting when you smoke to the age of 65, you spend $100,000 on cigarettes. Now, here's the deal. I wrote down last night, 1-800-QUIT-SMOKE.
Oh, good.
I'm going to try to do that.
Because this is the guy who won't pay $5 to park within three blocks of the War Memorial Stadium. He will walk from the mall to get free parking, but yet he's going to pay $100 a week in cigarettes, right?
The only other bank that I will use other than, listen.
How much do you spend per week in cigarettes?
$7,500.
Come on, be honest.
$8.4.
Be honest. How much a month?
Dollars.
I don't know.
It may be your highest expenditure, more than your mortgage.
It is my highest expenditure. Sorry. Other than
hey, and before you start bashing on Roger too much, Matt smokes quite a bit as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do not know what you're talking about.
And he's, let's see what you. Why don't you been influenced to him, Roger? Like you said,
hey, tell V. Once you keep it in the other room.
Because it tastes good.
Hey, we've got something to give away.
We have good news.
We've got great news here. We've been doing last week. We were taking qualifiers where people were winning packages.
Winning the backpacks.
All right. Outdoor Channel Southern League package.
Somebody can call in and win.
No. We've already drew the winner for the five qualifiers.
This is from the five qualifiers.
Give it.
For the $150 Bass Pro.
$150 Bass Pro
here,
gift card.
Draw the name. Draw it.
And the winner is Ben Duff of Bologna.
What's Ben win?
$150 gift card to Bass Pro Shops.
There you go.
So wait, what's the closest? Springfield, Dallas?
And there's going to be one here soon.
Yeah, soon.
So just hold it. It might go
just
up in value.
Just hold your horse.
By the way, Tommy, you mentioned America's Sweetheart. Did you see Sammy and Little Rock's Roger, Keith Lee Service Life, and Vivek? America's Sweetheart is Allison Courtney. I drink her toilet water. I think locally, is she the Beth used to be, but she's gone big time.
Christina Munoz was because of the cuteness.
America's Sweetheart?
I'm just giving you my opinion.
You're talking about Arkansas Sweetheart.
Yeah, Arkansas Sweetheart.
Yeah.
That was one time that title was actually held by Beth Ward. That's how long that is.
Well, that's true. That's
nothing
true.
Nothing personal, Beth.
I could see, you know what? I don't know if you would go Courtney or would you even go, would you go Lauren Clark if you're going to go Arkansas Sweetheart?
I don't think she's quite well known enough yet.
Well, that's, you know, she's got to be the sweetheart.
Oh, yes. And by the way, Ann Jansen, if you're listening, call me on the air. I want, that's who I want to sit in when you guys are gone.
Okay.
I want Ann Jansen.
Ann's good.
Because I think she was an Arkansas Sweetheart 1 year. And I know none of who did you say?
Well, this guy said Allison Courtney.
Is she on 7 in the
morning?
Yeah,
she's...
Huh?
Yes. Well, you didn't watch it yesterday. You were sleeping.
I wouldn't pick her.
Who'd you pick?
I don't know. I wouldn't pick her, though.
Sandra Bullock.
I'd pick Munoz over her.
Would you?
That's what I said, Munoz, because Munoz has
that little poppy. What do you not like about her?
I'd
show Beth Hunt over
Chilean,
all of them.
Thank you.
What you got against that?
Well, yeah. Chilean, America's.
This is the guy who always says brunette or blonde every time.
I love Munoz.
Yes.
But again, hello. Munoz.
Hello, what?
Munoz.
What about her?
Oh, so America's Sweetheart cannot have.
Oh, man.
What are you looking for the girl next door?
Flag the tape.
Looking for the girl next door. It used to be Beth, and Beth has become the diva.
She's almost the cougar.
Yeah, she's the diva. Cougar's mayo.
Well, what's Channel 11's?
Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn would have been before she left and came back.
I think Dawn's age, she grew up with the streaker. She's past the point of the sweetheart.
Whoa,
wow,
hey.
I think it wasn't me, Dawn.
Obviously, the chicks you're naming turned you down. I don't get this.
Who's older, you or Dawn?
Oh, I'm much older.
Okay. Where's Denise Whitaker now?
She's in Seattle.
Okay.
She's doing something with somebody's toes last time I checked.
Good Lord.
Top coaching jobs in the SEC. This came out, and then we're going to let Couch talk for a minute. Where do you think Arkansas ranks in coaching jobs in the SEC?
Who voted on this?
Is that now or what, 3 months ago?
Well, that came out yesterday, ESPN.
Wow.
And the only reason they did the story was because of where Arkansas ranked.
Okay, I'd say behind Alabama, Auburn, LSU, and
Georgia.
Florida, five. I'd say six.
Ninth.
Oh, my gosh. Who else? Okay, I named six. They put South Carolina ahead?
They put the A&M ahead.
Wow. I'm still not used to even thinking of A&M and Missouri as the SEC.
Who else?
That's what throws you off.
Yeah.
Who else?
I didn't write them down. I just it caught my ear.
Nine?
They were ninth, yeah.
9 out of 14.
They say that what has happened at the University of Arkansas the past 6 or 8 months, they have actually hurt themselves more as each day goes by in their search for a new coach. Because if this year they drew the scenario, if Texas falters and Texas job comes open, it's going to screw Arkansas to death.
Trying to find the top-notch.
Yeah, because there's going to be
you're competing, yes. By the way, too, interesting, I picked up that USA Today College Football Edition preview. On the cover, it said programs on the mend or programs recovering. Penn State, Ohio State, Arkansas. Who would have thought last year, or coming off that the Sugar Bowl, what was going to happen to Ohio State? Remember at that time, Ohio State was still
we were slamming them.
Yeah, a national player in the big picture. Yeah, we're slamming them because
Bobby
of the tattoo.
Bobby Petrino one Sunday afternoon on
yes,
a motorcycle
unbelievable.
Has turned that place topsy turvy. Heard Sterner talking about quarterback last
Romo?
Night. Yeah, no, not
who? Well, I think
Wilson?
You're talking about
Allen. Wilson, what about him?
That he's the only guy that has ever quarterbacked at the University of Arkansas who can go get in somebody's face and they respect it. He said, I couldn't do it. He said, I was just one of the guys. He
really?
Said,
I know, I can see that.
He said, this guy, if there's something in the locker room, off the field, he said, he handles it.
I would think, maybe Mallett would have done that. I don't know, maybe not.
Well, this guy right here, this guy who's coming now, he left. That was based on Petrino being here, wouldn't you say?
Who is this?
Who is this guy? This guy that was he was wherever he was going to go, and he changed it to come to Arkansas
Will
back
Hines.
In January.
But it is amazing.
Would
though.
You rather have Wilson or Mallett?
Mallett?
Yeah, I'd rather have Wilson.
I think you're
in college.
You
no
know
doubt.
What? The numbers are similar.
Well,
no,
he's more mobile.
No, no. Yeah,
the mobility.
I'm
just saying. Well, that but production is probably. Close to the same. Everybody thought there was going to be a drop off from Mallett to Wilson, but there's really
what a problem to have. But no, yeah, that's why I'm saying if we go better than 8-4 this year, I'll be happy. But the next couple of years,
but
if we go
lean. But here's the thing: I remember us discussing this, talking about Ohio State and how that fell apart. That thing just imploded with Tressel. That whole story, remember?
Yeah. No,
we got their coaches.
Hey, and then the Penn State thing happens, and all of a sudden it implodes to where, oh, my gosh, this is – and all of a sudden Arkansas, we're feeling great about ourselves. We're the
national champion.
Not only does it implode because of the just type of thing that happened. Matter of fact, they even said in the article last night something that had never been seen before. It's that kind of scenario where it's like a soap opera.
Well, you could say that in both Penn State and Arkansas.
Well, no, Penn State too. They said Penn State too, sure. but just how bizarre the whole.
It was bizarre.
And the whole thing with Arkansas just keeps getting more bizarre too, with the bankruptcy thing and all that.
Yeah,
and that's our poll question
it,
on. If you go to 1037thebuzz.com now, the poll question is. That's what we're wanting
to
find
to
out.
Listen to this, Tommy. Yeah.
Is how do you think it's going to affect recruiting?
And what the four options? No, recruiting or outcome of the season?
The recruiting. How will it affect? Will other coaches use it negatively against the university? Like, this is the guy you want to be your leader. You can't, you know.
Well, they don't know listen, for 3 months ago, they don't even know who the coach is over there. The coach is on the 10-month contract. Don't you know, we're the place you need to come. Of course, that's what they're going to say.
Well, good. You know what? Now that I know John L.'s going through that, good for him. Get your money and get out and take care of your family, John L.
I think he's going to need more money than that.
I think, if he wins a national title, he'll get an incentive and then he can still leave.
So what's going on, Matthew,
Matt?
The next couple of days?
Well, you guys are heading down to DeGray Lake Resort State Park, arguably is in Arkadelphia.
Yes,
Hot Springs.
It's in the greater Arkadelphia metropolitan area.
I've been to that lodge before. It's got a golf course on it, doesn't it, Tommy?
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Yes, it does. Got Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's even better. That's tomorrow
this
morning.
This is going to be right.
We'll go there tonight.
The third leg of the Show with No Name Natural State Tour. And then tomorrow night, Baz,
Yes. Look at that double duty. Go to the National State Tour in the morning. Go to Cajuns with new Buzz Babes tomorrow
night. That's right. It's right. It's very Roger Scott move of you.
I never
to
got
have
to see
two
the
in one
old
day.
Buzz Babes.
Well, you know what? Yesterday we had Amanda Smith, the massage girl.
For 5 minutes.
She said she was going to be up at 8:15, so we promoted. She got here at the last segment for 7 minutes.
That's a very Matt Couch move of her.
Very well
new Buzz Babes for Cajuns tomorrow night, though, right?
We've got a few newbies that are going to be joining the team. Not a whole new team, but
right.
We've got a couple. We've got three ladies that are joining.
Just had some graduate.
Yeah. They're all 21 and up, Cajuns. And Daryl Edwards will be playing the steel drums beginning at 4:30.
Yeah.
We'll actually be there starting at 5, and then Mayday by midnight will be inside at 9 o'clock.
Tip should be nice. Should be decent tomorrow night.
Should be good. Should be good. When we come back, we'll talk a little. Are we going to break? You guys always confuse me with the music.
Yeah, we're going to break.
Okay.
RJ jumps on you.
Then we're going to have game time with Matt. We'll have match game and whatever else he has. And we have a great geography question about Arkansas today. Anybody want to try that? 433-1037. It's the slowest day of the year in sports. There's not even a WNBA game.
We got any minor league baseball or anything?
I think minor leagues may play.
Better with a big day.
First sort of, but Marcus was, they were talking about how much women should know about football.
Yeah, and we're going to teach you.
We'll teach you.
All of our guys, along with Clint Sterner and NFL referee Walt Coleman. And again, you guys.
We'll have a good time there.
Should be a lot of fun. $25 in advance. And again, that's 1037thebuzz.com. Also, all this week and all next week on The Zone. Sorry, fellas. Tune in between 10 and 1. We're doing a Budweiser Red, White, and Blue promotion where each day we're giving away a rolling cooler that's got a stereo and a built-in iPod adapter, and we're qualifying each daily listener to win a Budweiser kayak.
Put that on a billboard or something.
Yeah, they don't talk about us on their show the last time I recall.
Well, next time I'm on there, it'll be Show With No Name.
Well, I don't know why you're
Show With No Name talk.
Probably need to put it on that billboard on River Bridge.
Folks, just doing my job. Tune into The Zone 10 to 1 all week this week and all next week to win great Budweiser products.
We love you, and there's people that would drink your bathwater just like they would like to drink Lindy Blackstone, who would be another Arkansas sweetheart competitor. There, I said it, and I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
I'm not going to argue that. I thought we'd go national just to keep
from stepping on toes. No. Without a doubt. And here's the deal.
Once again, Ann Jansen, please call the hotline. Ann Jansen, please call the
hotline. I'm going to be honest with you. Bathwater is probably where I'm going to draw the line.
All right, Emma Stone.
There's bathwater you drink.
Emma. Oh, there is too. Come on.
Drink.
Come on.
How much bathwater? Are we talking like maybe some trickles in? Or are we talking like.
You have to drink.
Courtney?
Well, first of all, you got to figure these chicks ain't that funky to begin with.
Well, right.
No, Courtney's not. She's straight up.
What?
There's a lot of deception out there in the wild, gentlemen. Sometimes.
Well, see, we
you never know.
You never know.
We've been in the city a while now, so.
Out there in the wild.
Absolutely, like a feral cat. Like a that's feral right. Cat. Well, now, who is Emma Stone?
Roger's first question is, do you know what Clorox is?
Emma Stone. Is that
she's growing Spider-Man.
Well, okay, that's who Keith and Sylvia's giving live ad feedback.
So she's our leader, huh?
Well, no, Aaron says that. So, no, Reese Witherspoon has gotten a couple of votes. So,
and Beno Cook, who picked Arkansas to play in the national championship game, is now backing off. He's picking Oklahoma.
Oklahoman, who's he got?
Southern Cal. He says just too much has gone on. Too much has gone on, and I don't know if he's right or wrong. It is a piling list, and I don't think the team can't handle it. I think they can handle it. I just don't know if they can handle week after week.
You're asking a lot of moving pieces to all hold up their end of the bargain.
Yeah.
And if people that are calling in and say, well, we don't need him anyway. Yeah. Well, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You're exactly right, Matthew. You want to play a little match game?
Let's do it.
All right. Give me a contestant for match game 103.
What are you going to give away today,
Matt?
Let's
give away, Rave Theater tickets and Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Woohoo!
All right. Let's go to Ken. Ken, how are you?
Good morning.
How are you today?
How you doing, man?
Well, I got a bad toe. We're going to take a road trip, go down to the magical waters of Lake de Grey and soak my toe and play golf and goof around.
I'm going to make you stab me real quick before you get started.
What?
Can I make a statement before we get started?
Yeah.
I listened to Clint Sterner yesterday. I listened to Bo Madlin all day yesterday. I love Matt Jones. I love Mallet. But you give me Wilson, who got planted on him after that A&M game. That's who I want.
I take Wilson over Mallet. I'm sorry. For
after
a college
he took
quarterback.
That beating last year.
You take Wilson over Clint?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
In college,
but now, if I'm looking for insurance, I'd go Clint.
Right.
If I'm looking for a friend, if I'm looking for a hard-nosed quarterback, I'll go Clint's in the top three, too. That might be top two. Tough-nosed, hard-nosed quarterback.
Grovey.
Who he can even laugh at himself. Though. Somebody that called in tonight.
Grovey? So you say Wilson's the greatest Razorback quarterback?
I think he's in the mix.
Well, I mean, you're looking at the numbers, but when he's done, you can certainly say he's going to be at the top.
I think it's getting to be comparing apples to oranges, too.
In a way, it is, yeah.
Real quick, who's this?
General Ben.
General Ben, you want to play?
No, I just like to tell y'all real quick that the best day to go to the rave is see that movie is two.
Right.
$5.
All right, we're going to play Matt's game. Who wants to play? First caller? No. Nope. Second caller? No.
Dang, I don't know what happened to him.
Aaron Andrews for America's Sweetheart. There's a fight.
I could. No. Chuck.
Yeah.
What you got? You want to play?
Hey, I'll play, but I also wanted to tell Dave Basil that I bought a Nehru suit about 3 years ago, and yes. I've had nothing but good comments about it. I like it.
Where'd you get it at?
I actually bought it from a liquidation place online that rents.
He bought it on Pawn Stars. Where he bought it.
Very good, sir. David and Matt would wear them. They would look good. Let's move
on tomorrow night.
Let's move on.
Also, I am a super agent from Room 427, just to bring back some old memories. And I had the pleasure of meeting
you. You know what? If you were in Room 427, whatever you say goes. I bow out.
Why don't we just give him the prize?
I had the opportunity to meet the chiseled good looks of Bill Vickery here recently, and that guy is funny as all get out off the air.
You were in Room 427, and you know Vickery. Yeah. How long have you been in prison?
You know what? And the other thing as super agent is that Bill's just as funny when he's sober.
Hey, he's a mess. He is.
Just tell him to keep his shirt on. You're okay. All right, here we go. All right.